My name is Dr. Emmanuel Okpo. I'm a consultant in public health medicine, and I'm also the executive lead for sexual health and HIV. World AIDS Day is important. The 1st of December of every year is important because it's a point when we raise awareness about AIDS and HIV infection, basically. And we raise this awareness because a lot of people do not know much about HIV in terms of how it is spread, what the risk factors are. So we do that, and we also get people tested, because the only way you can benefit from treatment is to know your HIV status.
Do you think that it's a condition that still is surrounded by stigma?
Yes, I would say yes to that, because a lot of people are still unwilling to sort of declare their HIV status, which means that they're probably worried about what people would say about them. And what we would say to people is HIV, anybody can catch HIV. But the good thing about it now is that it's no longer the death sentence that it was in the 80s. There is effective treatment, and people live a normal and healthy life once they've started treatment.
What can living with HIV look like?
Well, when people are infected with HIV, at first they may not have any symptoms. Or if they notice at all, they may just have a flu-like illness at the time that is infected. But once the HIV has been infected for some time, which could be up to 10 years, then they may develop symptoms that, you know, like weight loss, night sweats, fever, and they may have, you know, all sorts of infection, you know, all the time being, you know, ill and things like that. So in a way, the symptoms are not really, you know, specific per se to HIV. It's only towards the end, you know, when you're infected for a long time that you now, you know, you have those symptoms.
And looking at the Grampian area, 26 people were diagnosed with HIV this year. Is that a kind of average figure?
On average, we see 30 to 40 cases every.
And looking at the Grampian area, I'm just looking at the numbers here. Yeah, 26 people were diagnosed with HIV this year. Is that a kind of average figure, or would it be on the rise, do you think?
Well, that figure is actually up to September of this year. On average, we see 30 to 40 cases every year. So on average, we've actually been seeing, you know, sort of similar numbers. The numbers have not really increased or decreased in the last couple of years. The thing that we are worried about is actually people being diagnosed late. And that's a big problem for us, because if you're diagnosed late, then the benefits of treatment are reduced. You tend to have more complications, and late diagnosis associated with mortality, increased deaths among people who are infected with HIV. So the message is, if you feel that you've put yourself at risk, for instance, if you've had unprotected sex, if you shared injecting equipment, if you've been abroad and you've had treatment, if you had a tattoo where you don't think the infection control was optimal, then it is a good idea to get a test.
And is late detection a problem in the Grampian area specifically?
Yes, late detection is a problem in Grampian, because we know that up to almost half of our patients newly diagnosed